The next aspect is, apart from a contact us page, there should also be an about us page. So trust building is done also to an about us page. During the phase of prospects getting converted to customers, the users will become inquisitive or curious about the offerings of the brand, that is the products and services. Now this is very important to understand how these things happen. We've discussed this many a times. So there is a gradual progression from the status of a lead or a prospect moving into a customer. So about us page helps in, you know, answering a lot of questions. It's basically an extremely powerful yet simple method to address the curiosity or concerns. They can understand people behind the brand, who've built the brand. Okay, they can look at faces. Nowadays, there's a lot of emphasis on telling the credentials of the people who have built the website and the brand. So it's very important that you should have as a mandate an about us page. The next is a kind of a solidarity, a kind of a guarantee, and this comes only in the form of a money back guarantee. So as you know, many products today, they come with a money back guarantee. So if you do not like the product, you are free to be refunded when the product is returned. So this is a key strategy to build trust with the users in sending them a message that there is no risk attached to a transaction. So this is extremely important. If they don't like the product, there is always a money back. So one particular example that comes in mind is that of the firstcry.com website, which is very effective. If the product is not liked, any baby product or infant product, they immediately transfer money into the account, they credit it, and then they plan a kind of schedule back, or they take the product back. So the customers are assured that if they don't like the product, the company will support them in a money back. So taking efforts to demonstrate the quality of being genuine goes a long way in motivating users to conduct transactions online. So this is extremely, extremely important for us to understand. The next thing is that of a privacy policy. Brands need to be aware of being clear and explicit about their privacy policies. So these are certain things which act as probably, default by now. So these things are, they can be categorized as the default part of any website, but they should be mandatorily be there. The presence of a firm policy helps in reduction of confidential information leak. So presence of online certificates, presence of SSL gateways, a presence of HTTPS, all these things help in encouraging people to stay on your site and purchase more and more. So ensuring this basic concern will help the conversion of prospects into customers. So if the site looks seems shady, if it does not have a secure connection, then people will, although if they like the products, they will not opt to buy them from this website. Another important thing which needs to be taken care of is that of constant vigilance for broken links and fixing of these broken links. Now, what are broken links? So what we know is that if a link is not working, if the HTTP code is not correct, if it is broken, then and it does not lead to the desired page, if it is ineffective, it is called as a broken link. Hence, a key aspect behind marketing and getting traffic from social media channels to the website and blogs is to have links that work properly. Just imagine you have done all the hard work on several different channels, but unfortunately, the wordings in the link are incorrect, there's a spelling mistake, or the page is not linked in the HTTP code properly, and the customers are not being sent to the desired web pages. The customers will be left disappointed and the brand will get a bad name or a reputation. Hence, it's very important to fix broken links. Thus, as I mentioned, links that do not lead to a functional page is called as a broken link, and they are the most dangerous elements which lead to loss of prospects. To ensure the retention of human touch and continuation of business, brands need to constantly check the backlinks. Now, these are called as backlinks. Backlinks basically are the ones which take people back to the website or, you know, a place where commercial transactions would happen, you know, from that particular social media platform. So these are called as the backlinks. Okay, so brands need to ensure that these backlinks are functioning properly and ensure if any broken links exist, they should be corrected. The last one is the transaction security. So another important stage in increasing the trust is to ensure that the vendor, okay, for third party payments is extremely reliable. So this is also very important because all transactions happen online. So if there is an issue, if there is a fraud done there, the payment might not reach the eventual brand, leading to a loss for both the customer and the brand. The security of online payment thus is one of the most critical things on the mind of a user. So the user should be guaranteed that whatever payment is made is safely gone to the end, you know, to the person who is representing the brand, and the product or service is delivered in lieu of that particular transaction. Now let us study some of the powerful methods that are employed by successful brands and individuals to help build trust. The first of these is related to transaction security, and this particular process is facilitated in three ways. One being, help users understand what exactly are the offerings, help them consider various options related, okay, and help users trust the information provided. So these are three extremely important elements or ways. Okay. Now we are going to look at writing a business blog post to enhance the human touch. Now we've seen and discussed in several places the importance of a blog. So what importance we've discussed, we'll further elaborate. So for brands to be seen as entities that add value on the internet and social media channels, they need to provide more than just the service offerings and related information. So if they are dedicatedly using some of the blogs, some of the persons representing this brand are writing blogs, they're giving more information, this would really, really create a major impact on the engagement levels. This would drastically increase. I remember some years ago when I was working for Business Objects, the way the blogs were written for the technical community by the SAP people and Business Objects when it is acquired by SAP, they really created a profound difference in the way the company was perceived, in the way the organization was perceived. So many companies have followed in their steps and have started writing efficient blogs. Brands that post valuable information and content through blogs that meets a need for the users or fills a gap will get liked and shared, similar to what I just mentioned. So there are people today who spend efforts, they spend their time, and they actually create a lot of specific information which is useful. So apart from information being given out on YouTube, it is also a wonderful practice to have specific blogs address the concern of people. Especially if it is solving some problems of people, then these are appreciated. Thus, adding value to online conversations, they offer unique insights. Okay, and this should be the prime objective of brands while creating a blog post. So this would set brands apart from their competitors. So if you have dedicated blog posts which are updated over a period of time, you could create that difference between yourself and the competitors. Brands also need to demonstrate uniqueness in the content that adds value to the online conversations. Thus, to summarize, innovation, uniqueness, and good suggestions are the keys to drive traffic and generate a huge amount of engagement online. Developing engaging blogs, there are certain key things to understand, certain critical elements, certain key essentials What we've done is we've made a list here, and a detailed discussion would follow in the subsequent slides. The first of these essentials is, of course, keeping a very effective yet a very simple format. So this is extremely important, along with clear articulation. Articulation, friends, in simple terms means what is the underlying thought process? What is the underlying envisioning behind this particular campaign? The next is an attractive title and opening to the blog that we would be writing as a part of the campaign. Using images with discretion. Now, what this means is discretion relates to the number of images that are used, the proportion of images, the quality of images, and of course the relevance of images. So all this leads to an element of discretion. So you should use images with discretion and addition of credibility. So in detail, we will discuss each of these in the next coming slides. So here we are looking at the creation of a simple format. Nowadays, people don't have time to ponder over complexities. They rather appreciate something which is informative, yet effective and simple. Hence the need for a simple format. Thinking in terms of the readers and the use of simple language is a critical factor for the success of any blog post. So brands need to be aware, whether it's technology, whether it's apparels, whether it's the food industry, whether it's cosmetics, given any industry, if you need to create a blog which has to be successful and has to be a part of a successful campaign, you need to improve on simplicity. A thumb rule in retaining of simple format is that brands and their writers need to create content that appear less daunting to read. This is what was said. So to make this possible, use of simple words, use of short sentences, use of appropriate images, all these need to be in place. If you see some of the blogs that are written by the Blue Chip Technologies, some of the blogs which are written by electronic majors, some of the brand blogs which are written by the fast food giants, they're all very simple, very interesting to read and give out a lot of information. The next part is clear articulation. As I mentioned, articulation is the thought process which goes behind creation of any content. So brands need to create articles and blog posts that have a clear and focused theme. So the theme should be as close and as relevant to the offering as possible. Thus, any ambiguity or any double meaning should be removed from the written form. The browsers of such posts should be able to clearly understand the objective of a blog post by the time they get to the end of your post. So people today don't have a lot of time. They prefer to quickly browse information online and are only retained on a site if information is interesting and of a value add. So these essentials should be kept in mind under the topic of clear articulation. The next is an attractive title and opening. So brands need to realize that an attractive title and opening will keep the users or will retain them on the website or on the blog, and they will read more of the blog post and the content. Another strategy that works from the context of creating engagement is to keep both the title and the openings simple. So this is very important. This we've discussed also as a part of articulation. An effective strategy that can be followed to create a strong title and opening sentence is to understand the mentality of users reading the blog posts. So people nowadays, they relish simplicity, they relish value, they relish ease. So these particular elements of the mindset of readers would prove invaluable in creating these particular blog posts. The next key essential is using images with discretion. Now, what discretion means, we've already discussed. So images have basically the power to captivate users and keep them attracted. Thus, a set of HD or high definition images have the potential to completely change the look and feel. Along with this, also the relevance of images is important. Under this context, pictures should convey and evoke emotions from readers. So there should be a connect among the readers as well as the images that the readers are viewing. Thus, brands need to think of what emotions the blog posts show through the images shared through them. So this is extremely important. So probably what helps is the employees or the people who are creating blogs could ideally visit other blogs. So there are many blogs on WordPress which are written very well in a very simple manner, whether it is related to travel, whether it is related to corporate social responsibility, the growth of technology, or any contemporary topic that exists today. So this can be done in order to understand through the eyes of a reader or through the perspective of a user how effective the brand's offerings or the subject, the content is in the blog post. Now we look at developing engaging blog key essentials, addition of credibility part. So brands need to add credibility to their blog posts by adding important outside information. Now people always relish and they always rely on facts and information rather than any information that does not have any particular backing. So this is very important. So thus, to create trust among the online audience, it is important to provide them with certain information which is from external sources. So you have to back it up with credible research, credible studies, credible surveys, okay, from reputed companies globally, so as for people to believe and trust in your brand. The next thing that we are looking at is the three important external sources which could be a part of the external sources which we mentioned in the last slide. One could be the views and perspectives of influencers. Now we all know by now who influencers are. Industry research or data, which I was just referring to, and expert quotes or customer testimonials. So all these form a base which brings about a lot of trust and credibility amongst the users. In this particular slide, we are going to enlist some of the great ideas to enhance the content marketing strategy. We've got important ideas in the form of leveraging various ideas from various social media channels, leveraging ideas obtained through YouTube, which is very important, listening from forums, and of course, gathering information and idea from surveys. So we will discuss each one in detail as we move along. The first one is leveraging ideas, gathering ideas from the various diverse social media channels. So brands can use great ideas which are already available on the various channels. Hence, the need to discuss the diverse social media channels, right from channels like Facebook, which are the mainstream, to the bookmarking sites, to the social news sites, to sites like YouTube, WhatsApp, and others. So these sites, they prove a great source of inspiration. They have a huge amount of content on them, which could prove useful in creating ideas for the future. Another very good source is YouTube. So this channel can provide some excellent ideas, some great ideas related to content. These are presented to us in the form of videos. So people have already downloaded hundreds and thousands of videos online, which can prove useful from our perspective. So marketers, they can also create simple inspirational videos and promote it to their online audience as well. So you could get ideas and you could also spread ideas through this particular medium. The next one is listening from forums. So the true power of social media channels can be leveraged in the form of brands' presence on various forums online. So it's very important that the brand is present in every place online to make its presence felt. Content marketers and brands can be an active part of an ongoing conversation on such forums. So it's very important that you are seen as a brand participating in some value added discussions, some genuine discussions, it at times may not even lead to any sort of purchasing decisions. But since you are there, you are increasing your credibility. You can also offer advice and some solutions if needed. The next thing is surveys. So we all are aware of surveys. Initially, before the internet, we used to have surveys conducted over the telephone or in person. But nowadays, we have surveys done online, on the internet, or on the websites. Also, they can be conducted over the social media channels. So surveys help to understand the mindset of the target audience and gather content related ideas and insights from the users. In fact, the cosmetic industry is one such industry where surveys prove invaluable. In the past few years, there have been a numerous amount of surveys done in order to test certain products in this particular area. Brands can also create surveys to help generate new insights and ideas. So if you are in the process of launching a new product or trying to gauge the kind of response your product is getting, nothing better than creating and nurturing a survey online and getting people's feedback. Now we are going to look at social media as a powerful customer relations management or a CRM tool. So we know that social media is nowadays being used by one and all. So it can become a backdrop or a backbone, I would say, for, relations, gauging the CRM or customer relations management. So brands can develop a user-centric understanding and also determine the influential users among their in online audience. So this is extremely important. By becoming aware of developing relationships with the users that are constantly influencing online conversations, brands can create the opportunities of developing rapport to more deeply understand users. So constant interactions, constant listening, constant provision of solutions all create that deep connect or rapport with the customers. Influencers and prospects can be mapped for promotions through interactions and conversations. Here you can create a target audience. So rather than having a very dilute kind of a social media campaign, you can look at who specifically are prospects, okay, who have the potential to be customers, and how can influencers help us. Connecting this data into the business practices can help build relations or relationships with influential users, bloggers, critics, and others who follow the brand offering. So we can give some sort of, information, some sort of incentives to these people, give them importance, ask their opinions in order to build this particular aspect. In this context, the very nature of various channels of social media invites the users to get involved in a real-time process of collaboration. So it is the basic underlying framework, which is the human touch or the human connect, which people proactively come forward to help others. Thus, collaboration of this nature and magnitude involves not just the complete management team of the brand, but all the people related to it in any way. So the entire gamut of people, that's influencers, it can be prospects, it can be the bloggers, it can be the guest bloggers, and the management team. All these people come in contact with each other to create the environment for a successful CRM or a customer relationship management aspect. Now, there are various important techniques. The most important ones are enlisted here. So one is creation of a repository. The other one is to develop monitoring processes, to connect the user's experience, and develop innovative approaches. So these are four important techniques of how we can enhance the customer relationship management and utilize the social media channels as a CRM tool. The first particular technique that we shall look at is that of the repository creation. Well, it is critical to build a repository of the user's insights, feedback, and experience. Now, repository here in simple terms is nothing but a database or a collection. So, we have to collect these golden nuggets because these are very important elements and no brand can afford to ignore them. Thus, brands can then introspect and make the necessary modifications in their online strategies if required. The next part is to develop monitoring processes. So, it's very important that we develop the correct and robust monitoring processes. Thus, brands need to constantly monitor the social media channels for feedback from the prospects or existing customers. So, this is really important. In fact, both of these processes and techniques go hand in hand. The next is the element of connecting the user's experiences. So, brands need to be alert and observant of each action that the user completes on the various channels as well as their websites and blogs. So, if this is not done properly, if the monitoring and vigilance is not done, we will get an incomplete picture of the user's interactions and it will not help us in the long term. The final element is that of employing an innovative approach. So this involves identifying the breaks in the system, the places where users can be engaged to create more sales and create more power in the promotional content. Well, friends, with this we have completed this powerful chapter in which we talked about developing a human connect. We have seen several aspects of how this can be done. We've seen the strategies, we've seen the techniques. We've also seen how blogs form an integral part. In fact, we've seen how, you know, specific techniques related to CRM and viewing it as a tool can also help us in the process of creating more connect with the users. Thank you.